From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Tuesday has been proclaimed as a national day of mourning in Iran following Sunday's major earthquake. Thousands of homeless people spent a second night in the open air following the 7.3 magnitude tremor and its aftershocks that left more than 400 dead and thousands more injured. The hardest hit Iranian province was Kermanshah, bordering Iraq. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has vowed to rebuild the region quickly. In Iraq, Rahman Hani, speaking here, director of the Darbandakan Dam, said despite its strong construction, the dam was damaged at the top, where there are several vertical and horizontal cracks. He said part of the dam sank. The quake was centered near the town of Halabja in Iraq's northern Kurdistan region and was felt in Turkey and Israel. It made skyscrapers in Dubai sway. The quake heavily damaged villages and caused landslides that hindered rescue efforts. In Tehran, a blood transfusion official speaking here appealed for donations, especially negative blood types, including O negative. The Iranian Red Crescent estimates 70,000 people are in need of emergency shelter. The region sits astride a major fault line and is prone to tremors. A 2003 quake southeast of Tehran left tens of thousands dead. This is VOA News. Vote counting is underway and a social media blackout in effect in Somaliland after the breakaway republic held its third presidential election Monday. Three candidates are competing to replace President Ahmed Mohamed Mahmoud, who opted not to seek re-election. Final results are not expected for several days. The former British colony broke away from the rest of Somalia in 1991. The territory has run its own affairs since, but has never been recognized as an independent country. President Donald Trump ended his 12-day, five-nation tour of Asia, dominated by talks on North Korea, nuclear threats, and trade. Mr. Trump said once he returns to Washington, he will make a major statement on both. His last stop was a Southeast Asian ASEAN summit in the Philippines.
When we get back from the White House sometime during Wednesday, very complete statement as to trade, as to North Korea, as to a lot of other things. We've made some very big steps with respect to trade, far bigger than anything you know. This has been a very fruitful trip for us, and also, in all fairness, for a lot of other nations.
Tuesday, aboard Air Force One, Mr. Trump called his Asia trip a tremendous success, resulting in at least $300 billion in deals. The Army of Myanmar, also known as Burma, released a report Monday disavowing all allegations of rape and killings during a security crackdown that has forced hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims to flee Bangladesh. The charge was leveled by a senior UN official. Speaking at the ASEAN summit, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Tuesday said he had an extended meeting with Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi about the plight of the Rohingya Muslims.
Canada will continue to support ASEAN's humanitarian and political efforts to find a sustainable and just solution to the ongoing crisis, and we will also continue to work with the governments of Myanmar and Bangladesh to allow for the safe return of displaced peoples.
He named a special envoy for the region. The Canadian leader also expressed concern over human rights, the rule of law, and allegations of extrajudicial killings in the Philippines' war on drugs. A North Korean soldier shot several times while defecting Monday has undergone several surgeries and remains in critical conditions, but is expected to survive. The soldier used a vehicle to approach the border with South Korea, but was forced to abandon it and was shot several times as he fled to the south. From Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.